Okay, this is Parak Hay Hilchos Kobo Maaseh. So now this parak is going to deal with the actual prohibition of injuring someone else. We know the consequence, the financial restitution one must make after someone injures someone else. But this parak is going to focus on the actual prohibition itself. So it says in Melach Aleph, Asur l'Adam lachbol bein ba'atzmo bein b'chaver. So a person is not allowed to injure anyone, whether it's himself or somebody else. Not just the anyone who caused an injury, anyone who hits another person, whether he's a minor or what do you call it, or an adult, or if he's what do you call it, whether he's a man or woman, and he does so derech nitzayon in a matter of like anger, he's over a prohibition. Because it says, so if the Torah warns us not to add on to do additional strikings. Excuse me, and that's dealing with a sinner, so even more so to hitting someone who is righteous. Even to raise your arm, your hand against your fellow Jew. Also, so anyone who raises his hand to hit his fellow Jew, even if he doesn't hit him, raise a Russia, he's considered an evil person. And if I hit my friend and I produce a wound that does not even require the minimum financial restitution, meaning it's below that amount. Look, and you get malchus. Because there's no financial penalty that can be exacted to ensure the person doesn't get malchus. Even if I hit my friend's servant, the type of wounds that the financial restitution would be less than the minimum financial amount, you get malchus. Because the Eved can do certain commandments. The goy she gets Israel, a non-Jew that hits a Jew, chayav misa, is actually deserving capital punishment. Shnemar va'yitan kavato va'yach es hamitzri. So the chacham came up with an extra penalty, a fine to the stupid people who are violent. Nechbal neman sheyeh nechbal neman v'nishbal mikiyas chepes shezeh chaval. So what happens? So if the person who claims he got injured takes an oath. A shrua, what do you call it? He gets the damages, right? And as long as they're witnesses. So advantage always goes to the person who got injured. Ketzas, what's an example? So two witnesses say that the guy who got injured went into someone else's house with his arm whole or there. And let's say he came out, what do you call it? After, and he was injured, but his arm was off. But the witnesses didn't actually see the injury take place. And he says, "Lo chavalti," right? And the guy who was accused of causing the injury says, "I didn't do anything." Right? And what do you call it? But the person who got injured claims he did, or he's a nishka of a notel. So all he has to do is the person who's injured takes the shvua and he's entitled to the financial restitution. When this is applied, right? So either what do you call it, when the injury is in a place where the person could have injured himself with it, shevshozeh. So Oshahai Imam Shlishi, or there was a third person, Nechbal Amalo, where the situation was the person who was injured said could have said to the person who injured him that he's going to what do you call it, to blame the other person. Ale Imam Akher, but there's no one else with them. And the wound was in a place where there's no way that guy could have done it himself. Like for instance, there was an injury between the shoulders, because it was that. Then Harei notable Shvuah. He actually takes the money without even making the Shvuah. There's no need for that as well. Okay, Allah above. Now, hold the Chobol Shu Chobol. But if the guy who committed the injury admits that he went ahead and did it, Misham Chomish Devarim, he pays the five. Sharei Edim HaYusham Shenichnas Asof Yad HaShalim Chobol, because the witnesses can testify that the person who was injured went in with his arm whole, so to speak, at the time of the argument, and then came out injured. With no witnesses at all. And he says, "You injured me." And he acknowledges for himself, he's off the hook for damages and pain. However, but he's high for the other three: wages, loss, embarrassment, and medical costs. That's why if he denies it caused an injury, he can get off the hook of paying anything through making a shvuah v'eses. So why, what do you call it? Since the guy admitted it, why is he only had to pay three? Because the wages lost and the medical costs are monetary, but ain't no knas, they're not considered a penalty. Because he doesn't give it to him, he'll lose from it. Because it needs to be cured and it can't work. The embarrassment only comes because he admitted openly in court that he committed the injury. And that's the embarrassment. Because the injured person who was not injured in front of other people does not entitle to any embarrassment payments. However, he should buy also. But the acknowledgement in basin that this took place is the embarrassment for the guy. Now, so what we see from this is an interesting wrinkle in how Boshas embarrassment works. It doesn't matter whether the what he called that he's assessed to pay the guy embarrassment financial restitution because the injury took place in front of others or because there's an acknowledgement of the injury in front of others. That's why what he called a person's obligated to pay boshes based on his own personal acknowledgments of committing the prohibition. Now, a person who damages a person's body is different than a person who injures the other person's money or financial stuff, property. Because if I injure my friend's property and I pay him off, I'm done. I'm atoned. But if I go ahead and injure my friend, even if I gave him the five things, the five financial restitutions, there's no atonement yet. I feel like you could call Eile Nevaios, right? Even if I bring what it called all sorts of what it called enough korbanos from all the rams and Nevaios, Amos Kapro doesn't work. Well, Nimcha Avono, and what it called, he's not forgiven for his sin, Achi Vakesh Menechbal, until he actually asks the person he injured for Mechila, Mimchalo, and the person who's injured forgives him. Allah Yud. Also, Nimcha Zari. However, the person who got injured can't be cruel, below Yimchalo, and not forgive the guy. Vein Zuderech Zari Yisrael. Right, and that's not the way of a person from the Jewish line to go ahead and act in such a manner. Right, so when the person who committed the injury comes and asks in a nice manner for forgiveness once and twice, and he knows the guy who was injured, the Nechval knows that the Chovel did Tshuva, and you can tell he regrets what he did, you should forgive him. And the faster you go ahead and forgive the guy, deserving of praise. And he's what he called, he's considered to be praiseworthy and viewed upon in a good way by the sages. Now, there's another difference between damages done to a person's body and to his property. Let's say a person says to his friend, cut off my arm, for example, and you're off the hook for paying me. It doesn't matter. The guy who did it is obligated in all five. There's no way a person would actually want his arm cut off. But let's say a person says, listen, tear my shirt and you'll be off the hook for paying. Then the guy's off the hook. If he doesn't put that stipulation in that he's off the hook, or he's a chai v'shalim, he has to pay. Even if what he called, even if he permitted him, so to speak, to damage his stuff, he didn't make that stipulation, amanas, the person who committed the damage is still chai to pay. Now, of course, when does this apply? This only applies when Reuben entrusted, so to speak, items for him to watch to Shimon. And then Shimon destroyed him as a shomer. For instance, he was borrowing it. And the guy says to him that the owner says to the guy borrowing, go break this. You have to pay. Unless he says to the shomer, on condition that you are pata. But if he says to him, listen, take this clean, break it, beg it, zevakaro, take this shirt and tear it, thus okay, and does so, then since he's been instructed to do it, then a raise a pater, the guy who damaged it doesn't have to pay. Gimel, the end, let's say a person Reuben tells Shimon, break this shirt that belong, break this glass that belongs to Levi, and you'll be off the hook. Right? But also he does so, raise a pater, he's not obviously pay. It's no different as if he said, as Reuben says to Shimon, go blind Levi's eye and you're off the hook. So even though the person who caused the damage is the one who's chayav to pay, right? The guy who said to him is considered a partner in this wickedness. Russia, he's an evil guy. Because he caused a blind man to trip over and he supported someone in committing this iser. That ends Parak A, and we will continue with Parak Vav next time.